95.3 Gorilla. It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Now we've reached the part of the show where we all like to feel better about ourselves by doing our crazy Florida crime. What an ego boost reading some of these crime stories from down to the Sunshine State. But today is really actually something truly ingenious. This is from the law offices of Malcolm Anthony, PA. This is from a lawyer's website. This is actually something that he defended somebody for. Only in Florida will you find this. This is the Uber side hustle that's not quite what you think. Only in Florida. A man turned a stolen rental car into his own Uber side hustle. But what he had to do to earn that extra cash is just absolutely incredible. He swiped a car from an Orange County rental company, skipped a payment, didn't pay for it, didn't return the car. But this guy knew that these rental car companies can remotely disable a car. You know that, right? With some of these new car models, they can remotely disable the car by not allowing it to turn on. So if you rent a car and you don't pay for it, they can just, you know, remotely brick it. Well, after he stole the car, he skipped out on the payments. He didn't pay for it. But because he knew the rental company could remotely disable the car, what did he do? He left it running for 3.5 weeks straight. He just left the car on. He stopped them from remotely disabling it. You can call this the ultimate life hack that didn't work. They blew up his phone every day. They sent people over to look for him. Finally, county deputies pulled him over mid-Uber ride while he was Ubering somebody to their destination. Two very confused tourists from the UK were in the back seat. The officers arrested him. He admitted that he knew the car wouldn't restart if he turned it off, so he just left it running. Creative? Absolutely. Successful? Well, not so much. He's in jail right now for grand theft. The original GTA. Grand Theft Auto, keeping the car running. I kind of love that. Hey, man, the criminals are getting smarter. This week on Gorilla, win tickets to go to Death Valley over in Baton Rouge. We're sending you to LSU to go see Zach Bryan with Cam.
We're having an all-night revival.
Zach Bryan and Camp at LSU, March 28th.
Wet, hot, American night.
Listen to the morning show and the throwback lunch this week to win on 95.3 Gorilla. Good morning, you're on Gorilla. Who's this?
Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You want to go see a country show?
Absolutely.
Well, that's convenient because you're calling number 10. You got tickets.
Oh, my God. That's
yes,
awesome.
With Heaven on Tour. It's Zach Bryan coming up Saturday, March 28th.
Thank you so much.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
Yeah, so 92% of people who have a full-time job say that there are aspects of that job that they just loathe. They can't stand. They dread. They hate. So I want to know, what part of your job do you just absolutely hate? I love my job. Other than getting up early, I enjoy my job. What part of your job do you just absolutely hate?
The place I work with a bunch of men who act worse than a bunch of teenage girls.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, my word. There's more drama than in a high school there. And
really?
One person says something, and then it gets around to the next person. And before I know it, I've got five people yelling at each other. And I'm like, am I working at a high school? Because that's kind of what I feel like right now.
Oh, man. Hey, do you work in, let me guess, do you work in a prison? No. Okay, that's a no. So we're not talking about the commissary line. Gotcha. Yeah, 92% of Americans say that there's an aspect of their job that they really hate. What is it for you?
There's like one person there that causes all kinds of drama. I hate more than anything to walk in and seeing her be the first sight that I see, because it seems like it wrecks the whole day, the whole week, and she'll throw anybody under a bus in a 2 seconds.
Oh, man, that's the worst. Don't you hate those people? I got a couple of them over here, too. Yeah, I know. Like, you just lay eyes on them and you're like, nope, we are not doing this today. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. What's a part of your job that you just dread, that you loathe? Let's do some radiotherapy. Tell me about it. Maybe it'll be better for you.
Going to work like super early.
Me too.
The thing I dread most is having to make the coffee. It would be nice if the coffee was already made when I get there.
That's it? That's your complaint?
Yeah, I am always the first one there.
Wow. That, you know, all things considered, maybe you have a great job, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah. You must work for the same kind of people I do.
Yeah, hey, I bring my own coffee, okay? I get my Dunkies, I bring it with me. That seems to solve a lot of problems. All right, time for one more. What's a part of your job that you absolutely hate?
Getting up early.
You and me both, my friend. Yes. Screw that alarm clock.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
So this shouldn't be showbiz news today, but unfortunately it is. This should be in corporate news, but the CEO, the corporate CEO of McDonald's International, tried to do like an unboxing taste test video of one of their new burgers that he calls a product. Listen to this. He's getting filleted alive online.
I'm going to do a tasting right now, but I'm going to eat this for my lunch, just so you know. So here we go. First, holy cow. God, that is a big burger. We've got 2 quarter-pound patties, a delicious big arch sauce, and of course some lettuce. So, oh, there's so much going on with this. First of all, let's try to get this thing. I don't even know how to attack it. Got so much to it.
Yeah, he struggles to open the box. I mean, this guy looks like he subsists on kale salad to begin with. So, you know, like, you know, the CEO of McDonald's doesn't eat McDonald's. Like, we all know that, right? Come on, dude. Oh, this video is probably going to pop up in your feed. It's good. The late actress Catherine O'Hara has won a posthumous award for The Studio.
I'll just leave you with this. If you have people in your lives that don't know her work, if they're kids in your lives or just people who are out of touch or stupid or something, just show them O'Hara dancing to Harry Belafonte in Beetlejuice. Show them O'Hara hurting her knee in Best in Show and doing that amazing thing where she hobbles around. And tell the people as they are laughing that that's Catherine O'Hara, and we were lucky that we got to live in a world where she so generally shared her talents with us. Thank you.
That was Seth Rogen last night at the Actors Awards, and not a dry eye in the house. That was a real tearjerker. We all loved her so much. And finally today, Southwest Airlines is making some changes yet again. And now Jimmy was talking about it last night.
Get this, Southwest Airlines said that they're refining their new seating process amid complaints over boarding and bin space. Yep, they're going back to their old policy of every man, woman, and child for themselves.
Man, I hate flying. I used to love it. I hate it now. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Tuesday. It's March 3rd.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
On today's date in 1965, a song with 2 words in the title hit number one and stayed there for more than 4 months in 1965. Everybody knows it. I guarantee you know it. What is it? A song with a 2-word title hit number one on this date in 1965. I'm going to tell you in just a second. On this date a long time ago, back in 1845, Florida became the 27th state in the U.S.
What you need is a good long rest. I suggest Florida.
Florida? But that's America's...
They prefer the Sunshine State.
Oh, Homer, never change. Camila Cabello is just 29 today. I had no idea she was just a kiddo. Happy birthday to Camila today. March 3rd is National Anthem Day. Yeah, today was the day that the Star Spangled Banner was officially adopted as our national anthem. Now, I'm pretty sure in an unofficial survey of every American ever, that performance of Whitney doing the national anthem at Super Bowl 25 in 1991, probably one of the greatest performances of the Star Spangled Banner of all time. We all agree with that, right? That was 35 years ago this year, Whitney doing the Star Spangled Banner at Super Bowl 25. Okay, and now here's the answer to our question of the day today. What song went number one with a 2-word title on this date in 1965? It was The Temptations with My Girl.
Well, I guess you say what can make me feel this way, my girl.
There you go. There's your flashback freakout today for March 3rd, 2026. Have a great day today.
My girl.